Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast Christmas special. My name is Jay.
I'm Doug.
I'm very put off by...
And I'm out of here.
I'm very put off by Jay saying... Christmas special. Just want to say it. What are you guys? Are you in a trailer, Jay?
Yeah, we're bringing out all the Christmas stops. It's actually snowing where I'm at right now.
Is it snowing for real? By the way, this is Matt that you're hearing right now because Matt didn't introduce himself.
Okay. Excuse me. So well, Matt, I'm Nick.
Matt's not updating his software like Nick.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Nick, and I'm here to talk to you about the South and how we shall rise again.
We should have had Tim.
No.
Have you heard, like, Tim is actually, he left us for another podcast? He's on another podcast now?
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, he's doing all the Tim shtick with another podcast, a Harry Potter podcast.
Oh, nice, nice.
Oh, man, with Harry Potter fans?
He makes fun of me at least once a week on Facebook, yeah. So...
That hurts.
You know what? Instead of screw Doug, screw Tim.
I mean, that's like a long rivalry of the Lost podcast too. Is like the Harry Potter podcast that you had to fight. You know,
for the podcast awards.
Yeah,
it's like Pottercast. Like some of my closest friends are from Pottercast. Franco the Third. He was at my wedding. So like,
is that the one he's on?
Yeah, he was on Potter. He's Pottercast.
No,
yeah.
No. He's on Tim went to Pottercast.
Oh no. Tim didn't go to Pottercast. He went to a friend of the community.
You sure it's not Podcast?
Podcast? No, that's you, Jack. You have gone on to
the
podcast.
I dropped my pipe, so it's done.
Well, Colleen and I talked about a Christmas gift for you, so we might go to the smoke shop and see if we can get you.
I think you need to go visit Chris for this, this gift, you know.
Chris already told me to go to a vapor shop.
You don't want to be a vape. You don't want to be that DB that vapes.
No, you do. It's awesome. You want to get a vaporizer. Absolutely want a vaporizer.
Like, Chris can't get away with it because he lives in the, Massachusetts area where everybody's kind of a DB. But in normal society.
They're mass holes.
Yeah, mass holes.
Well, here's the thing. There's two choices you should make. Number one, you should get yourself a vaporizer because it's probably the least unhealthy way to do what you want to do.
Lung? What about that?
No. I'm not talking about vaping. I'm talking about and popcorn lung is a whole thing that we can get into. But I'm talking about
made
vaporizing
up by the media to
fake news.
Fake news.
No. What I'm referring to is actual vaporizing marijuana. So as opposed to igniting it and smoking it, there are many different devices out there available today, it has a chamber in which you actually put the real leaf, the flowers, if you will, into this little chamber, and it heats it super quickly and super fast. And when it does it, it actually vaporizes all the oils and the THC within the marijuana to give you a combustionless vapor of the weed, and
see,
it's
I'm concerned
fantastic.
If Doug is going to appreciate this,
I was just ready to say if Doug didn't like the swearing,
Doug,
he's really pissed off about the whole vapor marijuana.
Doug,
hey Doug, why don't you come down here to my trailer park? I'll show you what's up.
So what?
Merry Christmas, Doug.
Merry Christmas, Doug. Shitter's full. Whoops.
Hey, you were the one that said, told me.
I know, I did. And Boston's usually pretty good, but he's obviously riled up tonight. I don't know.
Straight from the trailer.
He's wearing his Patriots beanie. Like, I don't know. Maybe he's been drinking. I don't know. I don't know.
I run on my Boone's farm here.
Apparently, he's fired up.
Well, Doug only made one comment, and he had what, about 80 comments after that? So,
I kind of felt bad for Doug.
No.
Did Doug get kind of really lit up in there? Or?
Doug it lit up like a Christmas tree. Hey, Christmas show.
Is that a vapor type Christmas tree? No?
It's a vape tree. Well, vape tree. So yeah, we are here to talk about, or it's three-part Christmas special. So this part you're listening to right now is our Ramblecast.
Hey, Nick's here.
Hey, Nick's here. And his camera still doesn't work.
And it still doesn't fucking work.
Hey, language. We're recording right now.
Dude, Doug is going to hunt you down.
He lives in Los Angeles.
Yeah, sorry, Nick. We couldn't wait for you any longer.
This one is definitely for Doug.
Boston said, screw that guy. We're recording now. I don't have all night.
Yeah, truth. I said that.
Boston is feisty tonight. We're going to do a ramble about what's going on right now in our Christmas season and other things in our lives. Then we're going to have the next show is going to be a versus with, I guess, best Christmas special / movie.
I think we should, but it's up to you guys, you know.
That might change by the time we get to that episode. And then the last of our Christmas specials is going to be a list by none other than Matt. So, Matt, do you want to give a tease on what the theme is going to be?
We're not recording?
We are recording.
We are recording. Well,
we're recording.
We're recording.
Your F-bombs were heard perfectly clear.
But I've got off-air written on my screen.
Well, it might say off-air, but we're on.
Sorry, Nick. We're not recording the video. I'm actually recording the audio into...
Okay.
Is that okay? Is that okay with you, Nick?
No, it's not.
Well, how am I going to YouTube it?
You're not.
Here, Jack, I'll start the broadcast so you can have a YouTube video of it, too.
Okay? Nope.
No, it's fine. Look, I'm starting it right now. There you go. Da-da-da-da. You can pull clips for your very popular YouTube page.
And the show starts now.
Is it ad-supported?
Here's to you, Doug, and all that you do.
I think Doug does himself.
So we got all the Christmas decorations up at my house, and one of the exciting things that I've done this year is get the smart plugs for it, so I can be like, Alexa, turn on the Christmas lights, or Alexa, turn off the Christmas lights. It's a game changer in Christmas light technology. And the Echo, all of the Echoes are on sale right now on jamesapp.com/Amazon. So definitely if you want to up your Christmas light game.
Oh, Amazon Echo. I'm sorry. I thought you were calling for an audio cue.
No, the Amazon Echo.
Echo.
Like the whole line's on sale. Like the small one's like $29. But it is a game changer in Christmas lights. I just have
Dusk to Dawn. So they're like on timer thing.
But you can find them all on janejack.com/Amazon. That's all I got. What else do you guys got out there?
I wanted to tell a story about my grandson today. Actually, I have two stories about my grandson. I have this like little thing of quarters I have like saved, and I picked him up today. He's all hyper. He gets in the car, and then he tries to climb over out of his seat over to my seat when he's getting out of the car, and he sees some change in like the little cup holder. He goes, "Oh, I need these quarters for the games when I go to the bouncy place to play the games." I go, "Well, those aren't quarters." I go, I'll give you some quarters when I get upstairs. I have a bunch
those
of
aren't quarters. Those are dollar bills, Alexis.
Dollar bills?
Those are 20s.
That's gold bullion dollars.
It's got Benny on the cover. But come on.
It's actually my bitcoins, my spares that I keep in my car.
They're actually gold doubloons.
Doubloons.
Anyway,
I stole them from One-Eyed Willie.
Well, see, when you buy a Lexus, it comes with gold bloom standard.
My Lexus could tow the Inferno right out of the water.
So anyway, he got these coins from you, right? Jackie shook you down. By the way, can you put an Alexa in a Lexus? Is it too much?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Jack, come on.
Are we done? Are we through yet? Nick's the best because Nick just doesn't say anything and we can't see him.
That's right.
Nick might not even be here. We don't have video of him.
He could be flipping us off. I don't know. Anyway, so I said, no, those aren't quarters. I go, when I go upstairs, I go later on, I'll get you back, little baggie, and grab some quarters, sort of thing. So I get the thing, and he reaches in and grabs some quarters. Then he reaches in and grabs some more quarters. I go, well, how many quarters do you need? He goes, lots. And
he like, Daddy won't let me play Tron for free.
That way that will work for Tron. So anyway, I go, okay, so finally. He goes, okay. So then he starts shoving them in his pockets. I go, dude, just keep them in the bag.
Well played, kid.
He goes, no. I got it in my pocket. So then I go out of the room. I come back. He goes, I found more quarters, Papa. I go, where? I'll show you. Well, he went back to where they were. He's just taking more quarters. I go, dude, your pants are falling down. Your pants are falling down. He goes, it's okay. So my wife shot a really cute video of him running up and down our house with quarters jiggling on with his pants weighing him down because he's got what, like $30 in quarters in there?
It has to be. Like, he tried to put them in his piggy bank and it got full after like 10. Now again, he had other change in dollars. That he's
but I was like, well, you have fun at the game. He goes, I will. So then your mom likes those little peppermint candy, Christmas candy things. Mm-hmm. She likes those. And so Zach had a couple of them. Maybe Dick had some. I don't know.
We can't tell for sure. We can't see his video.
So I'm sitting here, and he comes running in. He goes, because your mom had gone to work. Papa, can you open this candy for me? I go, well, dude, that's a cough drop. That's medicine. Oh, I grabbed the wrong one. I go, well, you're done anyway. You've had enough. So then I said, okay, wait. There's a little I have these little Nestle Crunch chocolate bell bars. Mm-hmm. Christmas. So this is all Christmas. So I gave him one. So guess who went back and got another one? I go, dude, you can't go in there and keep getting one. So then I took and put the bag up where the peppermints were. So he's going through my drawers trying to find the candy. It's like he looked like a crack addict. I gotta find it. Anyway, he makes me laugh.
Yes, he's a funny kid.
He is a funny kid.
Kids get focused on stuff and they just don't let it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he does.
Oh, Matt, I got your Christmas card today. It was a fantastic Christmas card.
Thanks. Yeah, great. My wife's on it.
Well, it's funny because Colleen was like so gung-ho on getting all the cards out by December 1st. She still hasn't gotten them done.
But I didn't get one.
Did Jack not get a Christmas card?
Am I not on the top 10 Christmas card list?
Ooh, that's awkward.
Yeah, well, I must not have your address in the system. See, somehow Jay's got added to the list, but Jack's did not.
Don't make excuses. Go to hell. I don't care.
No, because I think we gave a card to you guys last year, the year before. Maybe that's how you got the address, maybe. But the thing is, I think you actually sent to the old address, and then it got forwarded to us. But
oh, okay.
I haven't moved in 15 years.
I don't. You know what? I don't want your card at all.
I'm sorry, Matt. Did I blow up your spot? I was saying thank you for the kind card, but I didn't realize that it was exclusive
to me. Hey, it's the season. This is our holiday special. Christmas cards are out.
You guys
can
see behind me. Like, this is like my least favorite decoration of the house. Is if you look up here, we have like a. twine decoration thing with all the cards that come in, and yeah, they'll make it up there. See, there they are.
Who's known Matt the longest here?
I'm sorry, Matt. I didn't mean to bring you this.
I think it's me, but that's okay, Matt.
Wait, Jack, didn't you co-host a sports podcast with this
for
guy?
Like a decade, but
for 10 years,
and then we did a Walking Dead podcast for several years.
We were shackled together like on the hillside.
Jack, I'm going to make sure you get a card.
Thank you.
Can I just say the Walking Dead podcast, have you seen how they do their show live? They have a nice setup and everything.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's probably better than the show.
I gave up on it.
Dude, it's so bad. It's so bad. Like, I've been giving it the old college try, and I've been watching this season. It's kind of like Smallville. I don't know if I explained this in the show before, but like, I loved Smallville so much from the beginning. I loved that show so much, and I had to see how it finished. I had to watch until its end. And I even struggled through the last like three or four seasons of Smallville, which are utter crap. And I feel like I'm having deja vu with The Walking Dead. Over the last three episodes, nothing has happened.
So it's like the rest of the last three or four seasons.
And the thing that's crazy about that is like they're not even remotely close to caught up with the comic book series. So it's not like there's not content that they could pull
Kirkman's
from.
Kirkman's done. He's out. He's like, I'm going to go do the different stuff.
But they're they're up to the point like that was what, like 7 or 8 years ago in the comic book. So there's like more content.
The sad thing is if show had ended like 3 years ago, it would go down as one of the best shows of all time.
Agreed.
Hey, it's Nick. Hey, but, Nick, his camera works.
I can see you.
Oh my God! What happened?
Well, now I see two.
Oh, now
of
it's
you.
Two of them. Oh,
okay. Whoa.
Did you finally remove your finger from the lens?
I just signed in with a different thing, and I got to work.
So, oh.
There we go.
Hey, does Tennessee have a coach yet?
They do. They hired, the DC from Alabama.
Yeah, which was a shock. Yeah, because we all had suspected many, many other candidates, and that one came out of nowhere. But we're happy, I guess. Like, we're going to catch a lot of crap from Bama fans going like, oh, you couldn't win without hiring a Bama guy. But, like, we're all hoping for the best.
Dang, Nick, those headphones look good. Are those Bluetooth?
They are wireless Bluetooth J and Jack.
Wow.
Headphones.
Those are nice.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah.
I was going to send some to Matt, but screw him now.
I as well did not get a card, but it's okay. It's not like I do another podcast with him or anything.
Yeah,
is it like we celebrate Life Day together or anything?
We did celebrate Life Day.
It sounds like Matt's wife is the one that sets up, so maybe she didn't have the addresses. It's not that Matt doesn't love you.
It's just, right.
Sorry, I don't have a mail stop here at the trailer.
Maybe I wanted a picture of Matt's wife. I don't know.
This has gotten even weirder. Yeah.
Is it one of those things where you can cut Matt out?
It's the Michael Scott where he puts his head on the ex-husband's head in his Christmas card.
No, I think I just cut Matt out.
Good luck with that. I promise I'll get you guys on the Christmas card list for later next year.
No, dude, I don't want to. I don't want to be there.
No, I don't. Sorry. I'm a baby.
I don't have any room for you up there. It's full. See? No room.
There's like tons of room up there.
Yeah, there's like a lot of gaps I'm seeing there, Chris. You have a lot more room.
You don't know what you're talking about. You can't see. I have a terrible camera. It's full.
You know what's a really good card to send out, though, is like that kind of post-Christmas, early New Year's. You know, some people do that. It's kind of a tradition.
Who the hell does that? Are you trying to say after Christmas you're going to send us something?
Yeah, it's like a New Year's card. Some people do like New Year's cards or whatever.
Yeah, people do that.
Or the letter that tells everyone how great your year was compared to mine.
That's what Facebook is.
The
Come
humble
on.
Brag, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, this year we did everything.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those. I think ours has like, we're expecting another kid, it's been a great year or something like that.
Ours has myself, your mom and Zach, and then on the back it has your mom and myself and some guy from Disney that she couldn't crop out.
Oh, nice.
Here's the thing though, Jack, like you guys don't have kids anymore, so like why do you need to do a Christmas card? Like what's the
I don't know. They're still they're sitting in my car right now. They're sitting in my car right now and your mom goes, she keeps telling me she needs stamps. I go, well, I don't have any.
Yeah, because you lost all your quarters to your grandson. You'd be all right if you didn't lose all those quarters.
Man, well, we got the big book of stamps from Costco. We got the Costco size book of stamps.
Yeah, Jay took all the Jay took the quarters that didn't fit in the piggy bank and went back to and bought some stamps.
Nice. So, are you guys ready for Christmas? Though, I mean, getting back to this, the Christmas special.
Yeah, I think. I think we got all the. I got all the crystals. Well, there's a couple I still don't have for Zach, but I know what they are, and they're not like, you know, Tickle Me Elmo or Cabbage Patch Kid or Turbo Man. So I should still be able to get them. But there is a friend I'm trying to help right now that is looking for, like, I guess the hot item this year. It's the Everest stuffed Paw Patrol talking Paw Patrol thing.
Oh God!
And they're apparently selling for like over $200. But they're like retail for $29. So I'm trying to help her find for her daughter this stuff.
The hot item for this year is buy your nephew or child 1/10 of Bitcoin because it will rapidly rise.
Right.
It's gonna burst. I'm just saying, not to be that guy, but there's no way it's gonna sustain. It's impossible.
When I text you guys on Monday, I bought, you know, like 1/10 of a Bitcoin. And it doubled in 4 days. So I was like, hey,
sell.
Complaining.
If it doubled, sell.
Yeah. Well, they say if in 2010 you invested $100 in Bitcoin, you'd be a multimillionaire today.
Maybe. If you had the patience to.
But see, the thing is, it's a currency. A currency should not be an asset like that.
But it's like gold. It's like gold or anything else, though. It's like there's only a finite amount of it, and but the potential for more over the coming years, and so everyone's fighting for that.
Well, he's capped it. He's capped it at 21 point something million of them,
right?
And there's only so and so many you can mine. It'll basically tap out by 21:54. So I don't know.
When I'm close to death.
Yeah, 21:54. So
I'll already be dead.
Meanwhile, Nick's going to be living on Mars and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because he's going to spend all of his Bitcoin money to build his house on Mars.
Will you be able to send him a card to Mars, there, Matt?
No, he'll just have to deal with the.
But for the other people that have kids, Matt and Chris, have you guys gotten your Christmas lists, or is there anyone that's
still of the age of where things are relatively easy. There's no like huge big ticket items that are being asked for, which is fantastic. The big present in her mind this year is a microphone stand with like a little like a karaoke microphone stand. We got one for her last year, and the funny story is we had everything. We were kind of moving all stuff out to put under the tree, and we temporarily put the microphone in the bathroom just to get it out of the way, and we totally forgot to put it next to the tree. So Christmas morning, we're like, where the hell's the microphone? and my daughter goes to take a pee, and she's like, oh my God, I got my microphone. Santa brought me my microphone. And the story was that Santa Claus had to stop and take a dump mid-visit. And it was over there. So the microphone that we got her that year was kind of like a Frozen themed whatever. And as any Frozen themed whatever, it lasted for about 4 days. So she wanted a new one. So we spent a little bit more money and get her a nice one this year.
Nice.
And she's like, can you ask Santa Claus to put it in the bathroom again? I'm like, yeah. Wow. Sure. Why not?
It's a new family tradition that you've made.
The real good gifts are right next to the crapper, you know?
Does Elf on the Shelf go there too?
Hang on. He's currently holding on for his dear life. Yeah, I don't know if you can see him.
Oh, dang.
Oh, wow.
Is that a straight jacket that he has?
No, that's a bomber jacket, actually.
Oh,
Jay.
Nice.
I don't know if you realize this year he has a whole line of clothes. So to keep himself warm on those quick trips back and forth to the North Pole, we want to make sure he had nice
stuff. Does he really have a line of clothes?
Yeah, he does. Really, it's like a Barbie line.
And for the girl, too.
I also finished my shopping today with my wife, and I can tell you right now that whoever Tory Burch is, she's a real B, or he's a real B.
Really? Like a Tory Burch bag?
Not a bag, but like a...
Like a...
A bag.
Those are expensive.
I know.
Those are like a Tron arcade cabinet expensive.
No. Let's just say that she's not carrying much in this bag.
I got my wife a bowl. That's what she asked for. She wanted like nice. A homemade kind of like.
Like a Mentos?
Like one for like Jack's looking for? Or?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I didn't know that she was down to party, but I was like, cool, sweetie, this makes it a lot easier. But no, this is more like kind of like a serving kind of wooden kind of handmade thing. So
don't put in the dishwasher.
Yeah, that was, I think I might tell the story a long time ago. That was my worst Christmas ever. I think I was 12 or 13. My mom, in a typical motherly fashion, I guess, or a woman who wants appliances, things, she bought like a whole bunch of silverware that she wanted, like pickle dishes and gravy boats and all this crap, and then gave them to me for Christmas and said, you'll use these in the future. Your wife will really appreciate them. And that was my Christmas.
Wait, she got you that for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like,
did he at least get you pickles?
No. It was what? Not, like, I opened a bunch of like, whatever
like cutlery?
You want to call them. Cutlery, yeah. It was a bunch of stuff. And I was like, what the hell is all this? Sorry, hell. But like, it's like, what is all this? She's like, oh, you'll use it in the future. And it was her logic. And I remember going, what the heck is this? And like, I have no idea where they are.
Like five?
I was like 12 or 13.
Oh, okay.
So
that's horrible.
Have you?
Yeah. Now,
that's wait, worse than socks.
No, time out a minute. Actually, I like socks.
I would have preferred socks.
I like socks.
I like brand new socks. Anyway, I was just thinking, if you put that on coffee and bagel, that you have all this kind of.
The thing is, I don't know where it is.
Hi, my name's Nick. I'm a purveyor of fine china.
What was the patterns? Like, what was the style? Like, was it?
I like fine silver and stainless and small percentages of Bitcoin.
I have plenty of cutlery for you to make.
2054, I'll be retired.
I never.
2054, I'll be retired. I might actually use this knife.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom. You were right.
Oh, man. I just can't imagine, like. And how is this a sell to other women, though?
It's right? not. Like, it was just like, you've got all this stuff covered. I'm like, great.
But I don't at 13, need, like, by the time you're actually out of the house and, like, it's going to be out of style 10 years later.
No, they were antiques. My mom's a huge antique person, and that's one thing. She went into a store, and that was her justification to herself, was that I can buy all this and just give it to Nick for the future. And so she bought all this stuff for herself and said, I'm going to give it to Nick.
Oh, that's kind of like what I do with my son. I buy a bunch of Star Wars stuff, and I give it to him.
Yeah. And I have no idea. Like all these gifts, I don't know where she put them. Like they're in some cabinet somewhere because they were all crystal.
She sold them on eBay.
Yeah, I could have sold them. Yeah, I have no idea. It was just a Christmas that I got gifts that I didn't get to keep. That's what it was.
Wow.
I mean, it's the same thing. Like my sister every year gets at least 20 presents. I get 2.
Nick's at school cutting up his lunch.
Yeah. I can't believe you're using the salad fork, Chris, instead of I've got my silver. You know, like that. I've got my antler handled.
You seem a little bitter there. Your sister gets 20 gifts. You get only 2.
Yeah. I mean, because that dad and me are very typical guys in that if we want something, we just buy it for ourselves. And mom does all the shopping. So she's always like every year, like, well, I don't know what to get you. And so she doesn't get me anything ever. And so like Christmas comes around and she'll buy my sister, like what Chris is saying, I bought Brooke a purse and I brought her these boots that are in style. And I brought her this. And I'm like, what am I getting? And she's like, oh, here's a $20 gift card to Outback Steakhouse. Thanks, Mom.
But I used half of it.
Yeah, go get you a Bloomin' Onion. Think of me.
Bloomin' something. We got to have your mom on the show.
We do. It needs to happen.
She would cry. She really would.
We need to make like a patron level or something. It needs to happen.
I really do. I think it has to happen. Now, Matt, hold on a second, Matt.
Yeah.
Have you heard what Nick's been telling you here about how his Christmas sucks and you didn't send him a card?
Yeah. I started to say it too. Like, I've only sent Christmas cards out one time, and it was in 2008 or 2009 when like all my friends were getting married and having kids, and I was still the single guy. So I got a pair of red boxer shorts with Santa's on them and a bathrobe, and then just took a picture of that with a bottle of Jack Daniels, said like Merry Christmas. That was it. Like, there you go.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, it was just like you're rubbing it into me, like, yes, you're all married and having kids, and I'm that guy. Yeah, go screw yourself.
Yeah, well, Jay brought that up several times in this podcast, is that if you don't have kids like Jack, like, what's the point? Yeah. Just don't send
well,
out
he has kids, but they're all grown up making their own Christmas cards, so, like, you don't have to do it anymore. It's nice.
You're done.
I didn't do it anyway.
Done.
But any last thoughts here, gentlemen, before we wrap up this special mini-sode?
No, I'm depressed now because of Nick.
Oh, sorry. Debbie Downer.
Whoever got Nick for Secret Santa, I hope you haven't bought him anything yet because you need to buy him cutlery.
Yes.
Hey, what does that do? What does that Secret Santa
do? Chinette would be great.
No, IKEA. Get the cheap stuff.
I think it needs to get to whoever it is by Christmas, I think, is the latest, right?
Is that what it is?
For
okay.
Secret Santa? I haven't done mine yet, but you know,
mine is shipped and gone.
All right. Well, that will wrap it up for this mini-sode, a special Christmas mini-sode of the Ramblecast. If you'd like to give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
But
do it in January.
0311. Colony time. With your questions, comments, and our theories, give us an email to jandjack@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/jandjackgroup. Remember, if you want to get some of those sweet Amazon Echoes, go to jandjack.com/Amazon, or really anything else that you're buying this Christmas shopping season, go to jandjack.com/Amazon. And if you want to purchase through that link, a small percentage will help the Jay and Jack production fold.
You want to send Nick a fork?
Yeah, if you haven't bought Nick's Secret Santa gifts presents yet, there's a lot of great Chinette sets on Amazon, jandjack.com/Amazon, that you can get for him.
I need a chafing dish.
want to make this show possible. Our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier. And Ed, I know it's got to be a tough season for you. It's like, this is hell month for the letter carrier. So we're all thinking of you, and thank you for helping make these shows possible. Hopefully you're listening to it while you're on your route, maybe it's making it better. I don't know.
Maybe Ed lost my card that Matt was sending to me.
I want Ed
and Doug to hang out. Because this one is for Doug.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
If you'd like to become a patron today, go to jandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. All right, that'll do it for this episode. We'll see you guys on our next one. We're doing a Versus for Best Christmas Movie / Special. See you there. Hasta luego and goodbye.
See you. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.